As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Unwind with happy hour at Cella Restaurant and Bar inside Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Monday through Thursday from 3 to 5, enjoy $5 draft beer, $10 draft wine, and margarita pizza, and $14 barrel-aged cocktails crafted with locally sourced ingredients. You'll find a thoughtful mix of local and imported draft wines, local craft beers, and cocktails. Let the Paso evenings begin with happy hour at Cella Restaurant and Bar.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, January 13th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Atascadero City Council meeting tonight with annual road report to be presented. Paso Robles City Council to discuss potential term limits. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 70s. It's 31 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, solar for savings, battery backup for security, and don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazing Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Atascadero City Council's first meeting of the year will be tonight at 6. On tonight's agenda is the City Council's annual road report for the Measure F-14 sales tax. This report is required every year, detailing the previous fiscal year's activities related to the tax's use. It is reviewed by the Citizens Sales Tax Oversight Committee prior to Council's approval. The report says the total Measure F-14 sales tax revenue for the previous fiscal year was about $3.2 million. A total of $5.5 million was spent on five projects during the previous fiscal year as well, with the cost primarily split between the 2024 pavement rehabilitation and pavement resurfacing projects. At the end of the previous fiscal year, about $1.1 million remain in the F-14 sales tax project fund, which will carry forward into this current fiscal year. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. Paso Robles City Council to discuss term limits in next meeting. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:09.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The Pasturable City Council will be meeting on Wednesday this week in the Norris Room at Centennial Park, rather than its normal Tuesday meeting. The rescheduling is due to a Planning Commission meeting being held tonight at 6:30. On Wednesday's agenda is a discussion item for inducing term limits to the city council and mayor position. California law authorizes cities to establish limits on the number of terms that the mayor and council members may serve. Term limits must be placed on a ballot during a statewide primary, general, or municipal election, and must receive a majority of voter approval. The deadline of the November 2026 election, the city would have to submit the ballot materials no later than July 2026. Continuing from its November 2025 meeting, the Pasturable School Board will once again review a general obligation bond consideration. The board will receive this in its next meeting tonight at 6. A general obligation bond is a loan to the school district repaid through property taxes in district boundaries. Staff has presented three scenarios for the general obligation bond, with differing amounts and tax rates that the board will discuss at length in a future meeting. Staff is proposing potential projects at Paso Robles High School, Liberty Independence, and War Memorial Stadium to be funded by the general obligation bond, if passed by voters. The next steps will be conducting a voter survey this month, and you can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or watch online. Senior citizens in Paso Robles are encouraged to fill out a survey for the Paso Robles Community Services Department and Senior Citizen Advisory Committee. The survey asks senior citizens about their thoughts on the services and programs offered at the Senior Center, City Library, Recreation Services, and the Veterans Memorial Building. The survey lists programs and services related to education, meals, transportation, mental health, financial assistance, healthcare, recreation, entertainment, and more. The survey form is available at four locations: the Paso Robles Senior Center, Vet Center, City Library, and Centennial Park. An online version is also found on the city's website under the Senior Services tab at prcity.com/recreation. The survey is available for 30 days, concluding on February 20th. The Paso Robles and Templeton Chamber of Commerce announced the recipients of its 2026 Gala Awards. Jeff Gallagher was named Roblin of the Year, and Grace and Rose Restaurant was pronounced Beautification of the Year. The release by the Chamber says Jeff's work includes assisting at local schools, Paso Robles Chamber buildings, Cal Coast Beer Company, The Ravine, multiple fairgrounds projects, and other developments throughout Paso Robles. He has assisted in raising $150,000 and $200,000 for local high schools and Skills USA programs, according to the Chamber. Grace and Rose Restaurant is being recognized for its outstanding contribution to downtown Paso Robles through the thoughtful and beautiful transformation of a historic home into a vibrant dining destination. The two award winners will be recognized at the annual gala celebration hosted at Rava Wines on February 28th. Chabad of San Luis Obispo and Cal Poly present a guest speaker Wednesday, January 14th at 7 p.m. The guest speaker is Sora Vigarito, the youngest known survivor of Dr. Joseph Malengue during the Holocaust. Dr. Malengue was often dubbed the Angel of Death, and he experimented on 89 pairs of identical twins at Auschwitz. Vigarito is a survivor of his experiments and will detail her remarkable journey from loss and devastation to a fulfilling life of faith and resilience. The event is free for Cal Poly students, and members of the public can purchase tickets for $25. Tickets are available online now at paxlo.org. The event will take place at the Harold Miyasi Hall. In sports for the NFL, yesterday the Texans defeated the Steelers 30-6. NFL playoffs continue this week. On Saturday, KPRL have the Bills and Broncos game at 1:30. Then on Sunday, we'll have the Texans and Patriots at 11 a.m., then the Rams and Bears in the afternoon at about 3:15 p.m. In the NBA, Yesterday, the Clippers beat the Hornets 117-109, the Kings over the Lakers 124-112, the Mavericks beat the Nets 113-105, the Pacers over the Celtics 98-96. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Trailblazers, the Lakers will go against the Hawks, the Thunder will face the Spurs, and the Bulls will go against the Rockets. In California news, police in Los Angeles have released updates about the man accused of driving a U-Haul box truck into a crowd of protesters on Monday. Authorities say the driver has been released. No charges have been filed as well. Police also say that while initially they believed one person had been struck, the investigation concluded there was nobody hit in the incident. Newsom's last year in office will face the fourth multi-billion dollar budget deficit in a row. The shortfall for this year is about $2.9 billion, according to California Governor Gavin Newsom's office. AB 1535 was introduced last week by State Assembly member Lori Davey. The bill, dubbed the Hortman-Kirk Political Violence Prevention Act, would expand the definition of a hate crime, adding political affiliation to the list of protected characteristics. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:16.
It's the time of the year that we reflect on how quickly the days, months, and years fly by. It's the end of one new year and the beginning of a new one. We think about the resolutions we made, the ones we kept, and the ones we didn't. Well, as the new year begins, it's time to clean the slate and resolve again. Well, here at Davis Body Shop, our New Year's resolutions haven't changed in over 50 years. And that's why we're still here, while others have come and gone. You see, our New Year's resolutions are simple. Being honest and fair, giving you the best value, and making sure your experience is a pleasant one. Oh, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee? That says it all. Happy New Year from the Davis family. Davis Body Shops on El Camino Real, downtown Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. U.S. Wheat Associates just wrapped up their annual crop quality report, bringing together producers, researchers, and industry professionals before taking the findings on a global tour to meet directly with customers. Ralph Luce, Director of Communications and Global Outreach for U.S. Wheat Associates, shares how this year's effort came together and what the response has been.
This year, we had a big year. We reached, by our calculations, more than 1,700 millers and bakers in different parts of the world. We conducted 37 seminars in 45 countries. It's the highest attendance we've had in over 5 years, which is good news. And our response from the people who were there was really encouraging. You know, there's a lot of competition U.S. wheat is facing right now. And they're seeing that in the pricing right now. There's just a lot of wheat on the market. There's a lot of competition. So these kinds of seminars, these crop quality seminars, it's beneficial to us because no other country does that, and our customers really appreciate it.
Luce says looking ahead into the rest of this year, U.S. Wheat Associates is working with USDA and its funding programs, including the America First Trade Promotion Program. This program is a $285 million initiative designed to assist farmers, ranchers, and producers in leveraging new market opportunities and enhancing U.S. agricultural exports.
The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're farming. It's easy to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you. For over 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been providing news and information for the most important industry in the world, agriculture. The Ag Information Network gives you worldwide updates from local producers to regional organizations, from major crops like wheat and corn to animal agriculture to specialty crops like apples, almonds, and cherries. We report on stories that mean the most to you. Online at aginfo.net, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. A new webinar series featuring a range of experts, including farmers and scientists, aims to help farmers transition from conventional to organic crop production. Held January 14th to March 18th, the 10 online sessions will cover the certification process, market dynamics, soil health and soil amendments, pest and weed management, and other key topics of organic production. Ultimately, we hope to provide the resources, community, and support to folks who want to make a successful transition, said Margaret Lloyd, University of California Cooperative Extension Organic Agriculture and Small Farms Advisor for Yolo, Sacramento, and Solano counties. California leads the nation in the number of organic farms, land in organic production, and organic sales. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton, 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 70s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-30s, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 70s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, sunny on Monday, partly cloudy on Tuesday next week. Low 70s Thursday, continuing into the weekend and Monday next week, 71 a week from today. Currently, it is 31 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open narrowly mixed. Wall Street's looking at some cooler than expected inflation numbers. Earnings from big banks and an uncertain situation in Iran is pushing crude oil prices higher. The consumer price index for the year ending in December held steady at 2.7%. Core CPI, excluding food and energy, came in at 2.6. JP Morgan Chase earnings topped expectations, but shares opened flat. Bank of New York Mellon also reported an upbeat quarter, though it's predicting a slowdown in growth this year. Delta Airlines quarter was better than forecast, helped by sales of premium travel. Wall Street was looking for an even more upbeat forecast for the year. Delta shares are down 1%. And U.S. Bancorp will buy financial services firm BTIG. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
I'm Alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, Freedom of Speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, 5025 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Remember, they are your Honda power equipment dealer. 238-5775, which you can text. 238-KPRL as we're set and ready to go. Whatever may be on your minds, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. You know, on the top of the hour, I heard the person or whatever, the guy saying, because this had to do with the Supreme Court ruling on the boys and girls sports stuff, and he said that people need to educate themselves, that he just, he just wants to have a good time. Well, that's lovely. He wants to compete in girls' sports because he wants to have a good time. Well, I'll tell you, if the Supreme Court just doesn't buy that and just say, okay, case dismissed. Amazing. Just want to have a good time. Yeah, what the heck? I want to compete. I'm a guy, but I want to compete in girls' sports because I just want to have a good time. Okay, well, that's sounds like a pretty intelligent reason to do something like that. All right, what else do we have? Oh, okay. So I wanted to get back to the sound off yesterday afternoon with Sharon Sheely from the Howard Jarvis Tax Association and the potential for this wealth tax. Now, I'm not a billionaire. I don't have to worry about that. Well, you have to remember, in the state of California, I don't know how many years ago, but there was an increase in tax rate on people with $1 million. And one of the things you have to be aware of on this is that this billionaire tax is more than just income. This is on property, not just income. And that means all kinds of assets. And as Sharon pointed out yesterday, okay, so now this targets wealth, assets like stocks, real estate, not just income, potentially capturing value from unrealized gains. And again, as Sharon pointed out yesterday, the state may, you know what, you got some jewelry from your mom who passed on, or you got some silver that was handed down from your grandparents. That has value. And that's, so it's not just income that they're talking about here. And Sharon said they will run out of billionaires just like they have on other things, and they lower the threshold of who would be hit by this. Now, remember, millionaires and billionaires in California are taxed at a higher income rate to begin with, up to 13.3%. Now, this new wealth tax, like the proposed 1% on 50 million net worth, and again, that goes to the billionaires, and that would be 5%. Do the math, 5% on a billion. Again, this is not just income. This is total assets, everything. So, you know, Sharon, she didn't say literally, but think about most things that you have acquired over your life, one way or the other. And, you know, particularly most of us with the, and when I say property, I'm not just referring to the home, but things that you have accumulated over the years. Maybe some nice paintings, maybe some nice jewelry that you bought on your own, et cetera, et cetera. You've already been taxed on that. Well, they want to come after you with another tax on that. So, I'll say, just about every single thing that you own could be taxed. Think about that, because there won't be enough billionaires in this state to do what they want to do. And, of course, some of it will go for, like with the billionaire tax, it goes to mental health and some schools. The ones on the billionaires, I think, again, using the children, it would go through K through 12. Some of that money is targeted for. So even unrealized gains for the so-called rich, that would be exposed as well. So this constant attack on people who are wealthy and have made something on themselves will eventually come back to you, because there won't be enough of them to do what the state of California has been doing, which is spending money and wasting money and fraud and stuff involved. They will have to go to us sheep, the middle class. So this is going to be very interesting to see how they word this when this measure, if they get, they need over 800 and something thousand signatures to get this on the ballot. Hi, good morning.
Well, good morning to you, too. How are you this nice, chilly morning?
Oh, not too bad. Luckily, it'll warm up to the 70s, so don't have to endure it too long.
Yeah. Chris got his heavy coat on in there.
No, he never wears a heavy coat. young people don't have to bundle up.
Yeah. You're a couple of things. You go back to the children all the time. Well, you know, Minnesota has taken the children to a whole new corruption level. Oh, let's do it for the children. Look what they've done. Because it's an easy mark. California's the same way, and you're talking about the wealth tax. Just we're not going to have anything left in this state. The rich people, the Google founders have moved everything out of the state now. A lot of the big businesses are moving everything out of the state. We're going to lose our... People don't realize it, but we're going to lose our professionals also, our health care, all kinds of things. Because if they can move out, they're going to move out. Because the bottom line, it's a business. It's a bottom line thing. It has nothing to do with how you feel. Yeah, so... Because the Google people are, I think they're all lean to the left, you know, that their liberal side. But when it got to their pocketbook, they left.
Well, so. I thought Susanna brought up a good point yesterday regarding that, because she was, frustrated or kind of down the middle on this. Is, well, these Google people, they, with their money and influence, help create the state that we're in now with the progressive and the tax, yeah, and the tax and the tax and the tax. And now that it comes home to roost right back at them, they're saying, whoa, wait a minute, I don't want to do this. So
yeah,
I, you know, when I heard her say that yesterday, I thought for a second, well, you know what, to me, that's a little bit of the arrogance of people like that. And they, you know, also what goes around comes around, is because what they were putting into, or helped putting into office, and the rules and regulations and the tax increases and so forth on the rest of us, that really didn't bother them because they're super rich. So it hits us, the peons, and they don't care. But now that it's coming back at them, now they don't like it.
No. And they can just pick up and go.
Right.
But how many corporations and professionals are we going to be losing? Untold number, because they can. And there's other states are just going to welcome and say, hey, we're not going to charge you this, and not going to charge you that, and oh, and our gas is $2 a gallon cheaper, and there you go. So,
well,
we're going to go ahead.
You know, we've already have seen a decrease in doctors around the state.
Yes.
And for people, not only around the state, but, you know, in an area like San Luis Obispo County, where the demographics are older, that, you know, more people need to see doctors and so forth. And it is from what I understand, that it's gotten harder and appointments are way out. And then you have to do these, you know, some doctors are now saying, well, look, you got to sign this and pay me monthly, regardless whether you come. I forget what that's called, but that's happening. Yeah. That's happening more and more, and it ain't cheap.
It's a business. They have to run it as a business, you know?
Right.
Because it's not, yeah. That's what you're in it for. And if it gets bad... I heard the story of somebody ran into a person on a plane ride, and they were talking to him, and they had moved to Idaho. They had lived in the Bay Area, and they had a problem one day, some crazy person in their yard, and they called the PD and or whatever. It took them 5 days to respond, and that's when that person goes, okay, I'm out of here. Back up there. He was a professional. He packed up his stuff and left, just like that.
So the question, the old question goes to what Comrade used to say here on the air. Wake up, people.
Well, yes, but you know, the problem, it seems like, the people, the wake up people are aging out. A lot of these younger people, just, I hope they get it. Maybe they do. Because I don't run in those circles. I don't know. I don't know that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, with those people. But it, back to the kids, like you said, the government is always going to go back to kids, whether they're pro-abortion, or it all circles around the kids. The kids, you know, let's make them the center or something. So,
well,
I don't know.
Well, you. So what you're saying is that the politicians use them.
Absolutely, they're fodder for the politicians, just like these demonstrators are fodder for the people that are putting this on, organizing all of these demonstrations. Like that gal that got shot, she was fodder. She was just like, they sent her out there, her partner sent her out there, look, what it looked like to me, like you'd sick a dog on somebody. Get him. And she drove right into him. So they're manipulating these people. And if they're getting paid, they're mercenaries, as far as I'm concerned. There's no conviction there if you're doing this to get paid. In the so the mercenary army, that's what they are.
Well, you know, we brought this up last week about the people that are out there on the streets taking commands from the people who are in the main control, so to speak, is that they're not putting their bodies on the line. They're having the people that they have convinced to go out and do this, which, since you brought up Mother, I don't know how many of you saw yesterday on one of the newscasts of the young mother with a baby in her arm at these protests where people were going, you know, throwing things and so forth. So she brings it, less than a year old baby, it looked like, to this protest. How... You have to question the responsibility of a person like that.
No, they want to be a martyr. They want to have something happen to them so they can be this instant celebrity on all the news or whatever. Whether they get hurt or not, they're looking for that attention.
Well, yeah. I don't really... I really don't like when, and not just this thing in Minnesota or Minneapolis, they seem to keep focusing on that she, you know, oh, a mother of three, a mother of three, a mother of three. What were you doing?
Did you see her rap sheet?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Well, she had got it for child endangerment and all kinds of... She was well known to authorities in different places. She's a mother of three. Well, at least she can't reproduce anymore.
What are you referring to on the rap sheet?
Oh, times that she had been contacted by, had run-ins with different law enforcement.
Okay.
And she had a $50,000, at least what I saw, she had a $50,000 bail set for her child endangerment deal.
Was that in...
She wasn't a good person.
Was that in Minnesota or was that in Colorado?
I don't remember.
Okay, I hadn't heard that because it's... to me, it's an old story. She's not a hero. She's not this. I don't want to hear the word tragedy. She made a stupid decision.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You know, as I always say, Mike, it's a tragedy when a six-year-old kid gets cancer. That's a tragedy.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I don't understand why these news people always keep going to the same old well, talking to people like Roseanne Barr and all those people who are carry no weight. They have no intelligence about them, but they keep posting stuff that they say.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's important. I could care. I'm so tired of it. You know? Like I'm tired of the problems with the supervisors and the city councils and with our government. I'm just old and tired. That's all.
Mike, would you be... It's not coming up in Atascadero at your meeting tonight, but would you be in favor of term limits for your city council?
No, I think not, because not for the city councils. I think the city councils, they're there basically as a volunteer, okay? typically it's not a big money draw. It's not that. And there's, it used to be that we, a lot of people got involved in the city, I saw it, the city council, because they enjoyed helping, enjoyed being involved in the city. Now we have this confrontational city councils in some places.
Mm-hmm.
And the supervisors, you know? I don't know where all that anger has come from. I don't understand that.
Well,
that's not what we used to see, you know?
Right, you know, to your point a little bit here is that if you had, and I don't know what the, in Paso, what they may recommend, you know, I don't know if it's, you know, two terms and you're out, but, and you know this, because by the time somebody gets in and, you know, maybe into their third year, they kind of get rolling a little bit. They know the ins and outs, they know how things work, procedure and so forth and so on. And what I have seen in both Atascadero and Paso Robles, that you've had some people that got in there that were pretty green, that ended up being pretty darn good council people.
Yes.
And you would have that revolving door. And the other is, what kind of qualified people? We don't have enough qualified people running for anything, you know, whether it's school boards or for council. If you had to do this every whatever the limits would be, you're going to get a lot of probably unqualified people in.
I would think so. And you might have trouble finding people with the turmoil that has been happening. It takes a special person to want to step up and get involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of things change, talking about turmoil, but 8 to 12 years, people change what their focus is. You know, if they get started, like a lot of people get started in city council when they're, say, 50. Well, now they're going in three terms, they're in their early 60s. They want out of here, a lot of them. They do free up their lives.
Right. Well.
And that's what we're seeing a lot in, maybe I'm wrong, but like in the wine industry and the other stuff. People got into this and they've been in it 8, 10, 20 years and they're done. They're timing out where everybody's times out.
Oh, well, that's true.
I think that's the term limit right there.
All right, sir. Speaking of that, we are timed out as well.
See you later. Bye.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Continuing from its November meeting, the Paso Robles School Board will once again review a general obligation bond consideration. The board will receive this in its next meeting tonight, and staff is proposing potential projects at Paso Robles High School, Liberty Independence, and War Memorial Stadium if funded by the general obligation bond. Senior citizens in Paso Robles are encouraged to fill out a survey for the Paso Robles Community Services Department and Senior Citizen Advisory Committee. The survey asks senior citizens about their thoughts on the services and programs at the Senior Center, City Library, Recreation Services, and Veterans Memorial Building. The survey is available for 30 days. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 32 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105, or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, lawnews.tv.
Dutch of Paso, Come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Alrighty, it's 9.5 minutes away from 8 o'clock at The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air, tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Lots of sunshine today, highs in the low 70s, clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-30s, and we'll hit low 70s again on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, all no rain in the forecast. Today's UV index will be 3 up and down, 7:13 a.m., 5:11 p.m. We are at 32 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles, serving lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and delicious dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Support the 14th Annual Children's Museum Fundraiser, and that is coming up on Sunday, March 1st, from 1 till 4 at the Paso Robles Event Center, the Ponderosa Pavilion. General admission is $75, and you can reserve a table for 8 for just $7.50. Remember, all proceeds directly support the Paso Robles Children's Museum. And again, they'll have some wine tasting, live and silent auctions, and a panel of judges will award judges' choices while guests for the coveted People's Choice Award. So come hungry and ready to taste. That's March 1st. They got it in early, so you will hear it again. And also, it is the RE/MAX Success and Charities. They're hosting their third annual special education prom, Let Your Light Shine. And when will this take place? The event will take place Friday, February 23rd at the Lake Pavilion in Atascadero. Guests can expect a prom-style evening filled with music, dancing, and an atmosphere of dignity and inclusion. All right, again, this is to help out and raise some money for the fundraising events that address critical community needs, which they've been doing for quite a while. You'll hear more on that. So check it out and have some fun and relive the prom. Might have to get new sizes, but what the heck. All righty, Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the delightful River Oaks community. Outstanding meals at great prices. Let's see here. 7 minutes away from 8 o'clock at The Right Choice.
Happy.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry, almost a month away from Valentine's Day, so get ready. Yes, indeed. All right, let's see here. I keep doing this. Wrong page every day. All right, Tuesday's local celebrities. Leading off, we have Grant Com, Bobby Bonds, Cindy Bonds, Kathy Blythe, Matthew Magar, Haley Sanders, Corey Soto, Nanette Matting, Callie Schultz, and let's see here, Tony Decker and Linda Smith. They are all having a birthday, and it says, do not change. Tom Flynn Sr. would have celebrated his birthday, and I miss seeing it. We used to pass each other probably 3 or 4 times a week, heading down to Spring Street. He's going one way, I'm going the other to the post office, and get that nice wave with a nice smile. I miss that. All right, celebrities outside of the local range. Horatio Alger, 1832, 1899. He was, rags to riches thing. Fuller Brush Man, Alfred Fuller, 1885-1973. Last of the Red Hot Mamas, yeah. Ooh. Sophie Tucker, 1887-1966. Oh, I love this. The Untouchables. I love Robert Stack's speaking voice. 1919-2003. Gwen Verdon, Damn Yankees, 1924-2000. Charles Nelson Reilly, he was quite the comedian and character actor, 1931-2007. We have one of the greatest college basketball players of all time, Tom Golan, 1933-2014. Rip Taylor, the actor, 1934-2019. Onward we go with Richard Mull from Night Court, 1943-2023. This guy was an outstanding athlete, just a phenomenal athlete, and got a couple of Super Bowl rings with the Miami Dolphins. Bill Stanfill, 1947-2016. Brandon Tartikoff, executives, NBC, 1949-1997. And Bob Forsch, not a bad pitcher, 1950-2011. Mike Tyson, not the boxer, the infielder that played with the Cardinals. He was born in 1950. Cornelius Bumpus, saxophone guy and keyboard player with the Doobie Brothers, 1952. Mark O'Mara, golf, 1957. Onward we go here on the list. She was one of the best from Seinfeld, her and Kramer. Julie Louise Dreyfus, 1961. Onward we go. Trace Atkins, country singer, 1962. Patrick Dempsey, the actor, 1966. And who else? Tracy Bingham, the Baywatch, 1968. Talented. Curtis Conway, fast guy out of the University of Southern California brain surgeons, played with the Bears and others, 1971. Also, we have on the list here Orlando Bloom, the actor, 1977. Who else is showing? We just lost him. He may end up in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Nick Mangold from The Ohio State, played all his years with the Jets, 1984. It was middle of last year he passed away. Doug Martin, running back, 1989. And who else do we have here? Natalia Dyer, the actress, 1995. What time do we have? Plenty of time. Passing away on this day. I just saw this movie a few weeks ago. I laugh every time I see it. Bye Bye Birdie, Dick Gaidier. He was he passed away in 2017. He was Conrad Birdie in that. Hubert Humphrey passed away in 1978. The leader of the OK Corral gunfight. Wyatt Earp, 1929. We have Siegfried Fischenbacher, Siegfried and Roy. He died in 2021. Teddy Pendergrass passed away in 2010. Actor Patrick McGowan, 2009. One of the best comedians in the history of the United States of America. You have to go back and see some of the things that he came up with. He was just way, way ahead of his time. Ernie Kovacs, killed in a car accident in 1962. James Joyce, the novelist, 1941. And who else do we have? I think I read that he was never in the state of Kentucky. But just before the Kentucky Derby, every first Saturday in May, my old Kentucky home gives me chills. Stephen Foster. Stephen Foster. Now, I'm once again having this damn cord problem. I don't know why it happens in the 8 o'clock hour. It's tangled all around me. And if I move, my headphones are going to come off. All right, that is it. All right, going to the top of the list today. Now I've run out of time. One of the greatest college basketball players of all time, Tom Golan.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The Paso Robles City Council will be meeting on Wednesday this week in the Norris Room at Centennial Park rather than its normal meeting on Tuesday. On Wednesday, the council will discuss an item for inducing term limits to the city council and mayoral positions, which would have to be approved by voters in the upcoming June election. Paso Robles and Templeton Chamber of Commerce announced the recipients of its 2026 Gala Awards. Jeff Gallagher was named Roblin of the Year, and Grace and Rose Restaurant was awarded with Beautification of the Year. The two winners will be recognized as the annual gala celebration held at Robert Wines February 28th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 33 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
While he was at LaSalle, he averaged 21 points a game and 19 rebounds. He's still the NCAA all-time leading rebounder. When he went to the pros, he went to the Philadelphia Warriors, and they had two of the top scorers in the league, so he sacrificed his offense to play defense. Ended up in the Basketball Hall of Fame and the College Hall of Fame. Tom Gola passed away at 81 in 2014. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.